Beautiful people, what's happened? Listen, I love my brother Sick of Sin, some of the sickest lyrics in the game, Christ-like heart, and truly a humble brother. And hey, you're gonna love what he's doing. Let's do it.
Never heard of you before. It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.
Welcome, beautiful people, Unknown Preacher LA, and we're doing it well because God has his hands on this. It's your boy LA, aka Lonzo, aka Mr. Nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Amen. Hey, man, our guest today, man, when I tell you, wow. He is an award-winning Christian hip-hop artist who overcame a lifestyle of drugs, sex, and money at an early age, but got saved at the age of 25. And now he glorifies and magnifies the name of Jesus as a pastor and Christian rap artist. Please welcome to the Unknown Preacher LA, Matt Sick of Sin Johnson. What's up, Matt?
Man, what's up, fam? What's up, bro? Man, I'm honored to be on this amazing show, man. I appreciate you for reaching out to me, man, and making this happen, man. So I'm excited about tonight, brother.
Man, thank you so much, man. You have some of the sickest lyrics I've heard in a long time, brother. So I definitely have to congratulate you on that and give God glory. I know you do too.
Man, most definitely, bro. I truly appreciate that, man. Anytime somebody speaks kind words or positive words, man, it really touches me. It impacts me, like, you know, kind of like what I hope to do through my music. So, man, I never take it lightly, man, and I truly appreciate those kind words, brother.
Amen, amen, amen. So right off the gate, our listeners want to hear your story, man. How did you... tell us about your story, and also I want to hear how you sharpened those skills, man, because, again, one of the best flows, but yeah, tell us your story.
Yeah, man, so I was signed to a secular rap label at the age of 13. I was one of them kids that was always kind of running with the older crowd and stuff, and so I was signed to a secular rap label at the age of 13 or 14. It was wow. One of them two, and so, you know, and that just kind of catapulted a early lifestyle of sex, drugs, and money, kind of like what we touched on. And, you know, like I said, I was always running with the older crowd. And so I kind of did what the older kids was doing. And I was always kind of ahead of my time and just moving fast, so to speak. And so and that just led into a life of drugs and women and, you know, and just the devil, you know what I'm saying? Everything that the devil had to offer is what I was partaking in. I got saved at the age of 25, gave my life to God, and here I am now.
Amen. Amen. Hey, what was that turning point, man? That defining moment, man. I'm always interested to hear that.
Yeah, so my calling was actually, you know, it actually was dealing with music. You know, God told me plain as day one day I was riding down to go get my son from New Orleans, man, and God just told me that I was talking about the wrong music. He told me I was talking about the wrong things in my music. And he said, if I was to glorify him in everything that I do and say, then he'll bless me more than I can imagine. And so that initial first time I ever heard from God was you know, actually dealing with music, you know, and talking about the death and destruction and the chaos that I was representing in my lyrics. And so that was, you know, that was huge that it was actually dealing with music, you know.
Wow, that's amazing, man. And so you're in Louisiana, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so tell me about the, in your opinion, about the evolution of hip hop, man, because I love getting different perspectives, and although we all are hip hop heads and lovers, what I find is the geographical, like, perspectives, you know, depending on where you're from, you see it a little. I know my perspective and how it was at one point where it was either New York or LA for the most part in Atlanta. Yeah. So what do you think about the evolution of hip hop?
Yeah. So, speaking from a Louisianian, you know, like, man, hip hop was a huge part of my lifestyle. And as far as like, I grew up to No Limit, you know, Cash Money. And of course I'm from Baton Rouge. So we grew up with like CeeLo and, you know, Lil Boosie. And
yeah,
I was fortunate to make music with Lil Boosie at a young age. And, you know, that's my guy, man, nothing but love and respect for him. And so, you know, but that's kind of where we came. Like, everybody was New York and East Coast. But I believe when we came, you know, when No Limit came through and Cash Money came through, Louisiana had something to say, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so that was kind of the era that I was brought up in.
Man, I got a lot from that. But one thing I got laser focus on, how you said that's still your boy, because people think because you transition, you go into a different walk and find Jesus, that means that you don't love the people who were your friends and like brothers to you at one point. You still love them, you right? And you know, I think we get it.
Most definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And so it sounds like you were talking about, and that's impressive, being signed so young. So if you were signed at 13 or 14, when did you actually start rapping? This episode is brought to you by the Black Farmers Hub and by Peanut and Zeb's Grocery Stores. Both serve as a platform for Black farmers and food and beverage makers. Inspired by their family legacies with a mission to provide a platform for Black and brown farmers, support their work by visiting thesweeterjuice.com as they consistently advocate for food sovereignty and assist with alleviating food apartheid. The Black Farmers Hub and Peanut and Zeb's Grocery Stores.
It was probably around 11 or 12 in middle school.
Wow.
Just, you know, beating on the desk with pencils and stuff. You know, just said, because I don't want to skip, I don't want to blow past that, but yeah, man, a big thing in my process was never forgetting where I came from. And as far as like all of my friends that I grew up with, like, and I still got a lot of the same friends, I just had to learn how to distance myself properly. Like, I never turned my back on them. If they need me for anything, they always call me or anything pertaining to this faith walk. I just can't be up under them like I used to. And so, because you'll get caught up in the same activities if you just hang with them like you used to.
Yes.
You know, and so the same thing with Boosie, man. Like, every time I see Boo, it's nothing but love, it's hugs. But I don't talk to him every day, but, man, I never forget what he did for me and the relationship that we had when I was in the world. And so who would I be to just turn my back on him now that I'm saved? You know what I'm saying?
Amen. Mad respect for the humility in that, man. And so what do you say to those who don't subscribe to Christian rap, man? Because I get it all the time, and it's being accepted more, but you still got those walls and people who, in my opinion, and I get on my soapbox about this, we don't get the proper recognition and for what we're doing for the ministry.
Man, I definitely agree with that. I don't think that it's enough light shed on Christian hip hop, especially in my city and my state. You know, Louisiana's a little bit behind when it comes to that wave of music. And so it's a little harder for me to break through my region just because my region is in zone for CHH. You know, CHH is big in Texas and big in Cali and big in Texas. I mean, in Florida and Atlanta, and, you know, Louisiana's a little bit behind. So while my city love me and we do get a lot of love, I do feel like I'd probably be in a different space if I was in a different state. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you from everything I've heard, man, I concur, man. You, and it's a matter of time, though, because I know God has his hands on all of this, you know?
Man, glory to God, man. Glory to God. I receive it, brother.
Amen. Hey, which rappers inspired you then, and who inspires you now?
Man, we talking CHH or what we talking about? We talking about from the world?
Whatever you, either or.
Okay. Man, you know, back when I was in the world, you know, of course it was, you know, your Lil Wayne's, and then, you know, DMX was one of my favorite rappers. Jay-Z fan. I was one of them cats from down south who appreciated the North. There's a lot of North hate where I'm from. But I appreciate the craft of rapping, and that's kind of how I was able to separate myself from the flock down here, was listening to, you know, your Dipsets and your Talib Kweli's and your Mos Defs, and, you know, so I always appreciated the art of rap, you know. Yes. But as far as CHH, man, when I got into it, you know, I didn't know much about CHH. I just knew that God called me from rapping from, you know, rapping from the devil to rapping for him. And so when I got into it, I didn't really understand it was a lane. I just was like, man, I almost thought I was one of the first ones. I knew about Lecrae, but I almost thought I was one of the first ones, and I was sadly mistaken. You know, it was a lane for sure. You know, you had your Bizzles, you got your Sevens. I'm a big Brian T guy. You know, in Baton Rouge, man, my good partner, man, Mike Carter, was making a lot of noise.
So,
you know, it was I had some people to glean from, to lean on, and it's definitely, man, some extremely talented. I would almost say that it's, we talking bar for bar, man, we could go up against anybody.
Man, hey, man, I second that. I can tell you, man, it's this huge underground and presence that a lot of people aren't aware of. And what I love about my show, man, I'm connecting. I already had a network, so to speak, but now, man, just the connecting with people from LA, now Louisiana, Mississippi, New York, it's some strong lyricists. And I'm not by any means saying you sound like Lil Wayne, but when you said he was one of those, I can tell with the wordplay when you flow, man, you gotta, you know, and it takes a lot. People don't understand the mindset it takes to throw that wordplay in there, man. It's a analytical approach to rap that you have to appreciate, and I truly do.
Wow. That means a lot, man. Anytime you get compared to one of the greatest, man, whether he was secular or not, man, that's still a huge compliment, man. So I definitely appreciate that.
All facts, brother. Hey, so there are so many ways, you know, like gospel artists deliver their music, right? So do you rap more to praise? And I've listened to your track, so I already know, but I know our listeners want to hear it. But do you rap like praise lyrics? Do you tell a story, or do you mainly rap about how good God is?
I'd like to say it's a combination of all of the above. You know, I'm a big ministry guy, man. And so, while I pride myself on being a lyricist, I'm big on ministering the word of God. Like, you know, I'm big on giving people Jesus. You know, sometimes somebody might say I say Jesus too much, but you know, I was called to do this type of rapping, so I'm a shove Jesus down your throat every chance I get, because you know, that was my calling, and so I'm gonna honor that. But I try to mix it up. I try to be a well balanced artist, you know. But the main purpose is to give you the gospel. And then after that, everything else will kind of fall into place.
Amen. I'm going to tell you, so Loud and Holy Ghost were two that I was definitely vibing with. But the one that drew the attention, and I saw even on social media, Dear Christian Rapper, man, that is so deep, man. So
that's the one.
I love it. What inspired that song?
Man, I saw a certain level of lukewarmness in the body.
Yeah.
And I wanted to address it with love. And dear Christian rapper.
This episode is brought to you by Manna Ministries. Manna Ministries, an initiative that focuses on extending our reach beyond the walls of our church to touch the lives of those in our community and beyond. So let me say this. This initiative aims to share the message of Christ's love through various forms of outreach, addressing both spiritual and practical needs, right? Focusing on providing essential services that enhance the well-being of individuals and families, and reflecting the servant heart of Jesus Christ. Visit us at mannaministries704.org. Manna Ministries.
And Dear Christian Rapper is not just for Christian rappers, but it's also for pastors and leaders and evangelists and ministers, and any form of community leader, community whatever. But it's just for, you know, for us to do better. Like, you know, we got people that's watching us. We got people that's watching our every move, that's dissecting us. And sometimes we don't represent that well, you know, whether that's in the way you walk, in the way, you know, the way you talk, and what you listening to, what you your conversations and how you handle people. And this ain't just a form of art to me. Like, this is Christian rap is ministry. Like I say, it's ministry first. Yes, and so yes. I take pride in trying to live as holy as a lifestyle as I can. And so all I was pretty much was saying is, like, we got to do better. We got to do better to lead the people, because, and the reason I'm harping on our people is because we're the head, right? Like, we're the example, we're the standard. And so if we're to be the standard, then we have to set the bar. We got to set the precedent. And I try to set that bar very high, man, and walk in a certain level of holiness.
Man, I appreciate that. That's what's up. I'll tell you, man, and I forgot which guest I shared the story, but I was at a national event when I had first got into Christian hip hop, and it was a national network, and they were interviewing this group, and they were saying all the right things, but they were putting a little emphasis on it, and then when the camera stopped, they were just totally different. And it,
right.
Every time when I hear you say what you just said, it reminds me of that story and that incident, because we have to be genuine, and that's when the camera's on or off. And so,
man, you just said a mouthful. I've seen it time and time again, bro. And it's very disheartening, to say the least, bro. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it multiple times, and it's very disheartening for somebody to get up on that stage and represent God and talk about how much they love God, but as soon as they get off, they cussing and fussing and talking about the women, and then it's like, man, hold on, man, like, man, like, what we doing, man, you know? So I get you.
We have to do better, man. So well thought out song, man, and just the message itself, man. I just hope that everyone not only hears it but listens to it. So yeah. Hey, so is there a network you have going on down there? I love asking this because I feel like networking is important, but like you said, it's we're not getting the presence and the recognition we deserve, so sometimes it's hard to connect with others. But do you have a network of Christian hip hop artists that you're connected with?
Man, most definitely, man. We, you know, it's definitely a gang of us down here, man, that represent, you know, Jesus at a high level of excellence, man. It's a gang of us, man. I'll name a few. You know, my brother Mike Carter, like I said, I got my brother 180 Slim, man. We getting ready to drop a album this Friday called Blood Brothers. It's crazy. But I mean, you got Yule Netta, you got Holy Ghost Hot Boy, you got T Hutch, you got Impact. It's so many. You know, it's a good bit of us, man. And we're we're doing a good job at unifying, but it's only the beginning. So, to be on the lookout for some of them names.
Yes, I feel it, man. I'm telling you, it's people have no idea what's about to take place. That's all I'll say, man. Because I've been feeling it for a minute, man. I'm telling you, and I know God put it on me, and this is just the beginning. So I'm looking forward to seeing, what you all put out there in your ministry, man.
Glory to God.
Yeah, man. God.
Yes, sir.
Who's producing your work?
So I got I work with a couple of different producers. One of my main producers is a guy named EQ. From out of Baton Rouge, man. He kind of has more of a crunk sound, but it's definitely a Baton Rouge sound that we use a lot. But I like to deal in variety, man. I got a cat named Zelby who I get a lot of my tracks from. He's actually from here. And we just make magic together, man. We got some crazy joints together. But like I said, I try to be diverse. I don't want to just stick with one person, and then you just kind of put yourself in the box. So whoever got a dope beat, I want to buy it.
I love it, and you're right, because I actually failed to mention that. That's what I was gonna say when I listened to your works, man. There's a lot of versatility in that, and it makes sense now when you tell me your collection of producers, man. So. Perfect sense, man. Love it. Now, what's the process? You said you want to buy. Do you go seek them, or do they come to you, or how are you selecting?
A little bit of both. I got a handful of producers that send me tracks. I hate to say solicit their tracks to me, but they send me tracks, and then I go out and I look for tracks too, and so it's just depends. But it go both ways.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. Now, do you co-produce? Are you like giving your input in the studio too? Yeah.
I don't really co-produce. It's a few instances where I might try to describe how I would like a beat to sound and get them to make a special beat around what I'm thinking. But I typically work around what I hear, and if I hear it, then I'll come up with something to it, or I'll come up with something to it first and then find a beat that matches that. And so I kind of work like that.
Sounds good, man. All right, I love it. Hey, as we getting closer, I always ask my artist, man, to name their top five Christian rappers. Top five influential, who you think are the trendsetters who changed the game for you?
And is this all in one? Top five Christian rappers and trendsetters?
Christian rappers as a whole, and then just your top five, who you think are the big ones in your mind.
I'm gonna go lyricist. I'm gonna go Bizzle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Seven. I'm gonna go Brian T, because I'm big on, man. I call him like the Tupac of Christian rap. That's my guy. That's more of my speed. I'm big on ministry, so I could put Brian T up at number one, really. Brian T makes three. Lecrae for sure, just because he was the kind of the pioneer of it. And I might throw like a KB in there, or I might throw KB at number five.
Gotcha. Good deal, man. I appreciate that. I love getting those different perspectives, man. I'm gonna tell you, for me, the truth. I'm gonna go over my whole top five, but the truth was the one who just really, when I heard that cat, I was like, man, this is He got a flow about him, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Look, it's crazy that you say that, because my partner, man, my partner who I'm sitting with right now, man, like, he, you know, like, I didn't come up in the truth era, like, because when I got saved 13 years ago, and when I got saved, I just wasn't listening to, I didn't really know much about Christian rap. And so when I kind of came to this Christian rap side of it, it was Lecrae, and that's really all I knew, you know. Mm-hmm. But doing my research and my due diligence, they were saying, like, the truth, and, like, is Flame one of them?
Flame, one of them.
Yeah, they think, like, those were, like, the pioneers, and, you know, I didn't get a chance to kind of come up in that, but I definitely can respect that, because my partners speak very highly of them as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, and I ain't trying to, you try not to compare people, but that flow, he had this kind of like Jay-Z flow, but yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing when we can take the art of hip hop and give dues to the Almighty, you know what I'm saying? So I could talk hip hop all day, man. But I'm not gonna hold you, man. I'm gonna do this, though. I do it for all my guests. I give them the final word, the flow, so they can talk about, you can talk about anything you want, upcoming appearances, new music that's about to release, anything you have in the works, a message, and take as long as you want, man. And I'm giving you the floor now.
Man, so this Friday, I got a brand new album coming out with my brother, my dog, 180 Slim. The album is called Blood Brothers. It's a crazy, crazy album. It should be on all streaming platforms. I got my pizza, my annual Pizza and Prayers. I do something called Pizza and Prayers in my city, man. We got a big Pizza and Prayers weekend where I got a block party I do, and I got a big big concert that I throw every year. And that's going to be April 25th and April 26th. So, you know, if they want to put that on their calendars, man, to get that ready. But I'm always doing something. I'm always, you know, always – I got shows pretty much, you know, booked all the time and stuff. And so it'll be a little too much to try to keep up with that. But, you know, I'm always dropping music. I'm always dropping videos. And so if you want to check out my work, you can find me on Instagram at Sicka Sin. That's Sicka, S-I-C-K-A underscore Sin. Facebook is Matt Sicka Sin Johnson. And TikTok, I believe, is Sicka underscore Sin as well. And so any booking inquiries, you can reach me at SickaSinMusic@gmail.com.
Man, that's what's up. I love hearing what you're doing out there in the community, man. We definitely got to talk. I appreciate everything you're doing. Please, please, man, keep pushing through. We respect you. We appreciate everything you're doing, man. And God bless you, brother.
Man, thank you for having me, brother. This was a complete honor to be on your show, man. And I pray that we're able to touch somebody.
I know we will, brother. And, man, I appreciate you. God bless you, brother.
Man, God bless you, man. Love you, brother. You be blessed, yeah?
You too, brother. Sick of sin, y'all.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know.
Don't forget to follow the Unknown Preacher LA podcast. We're on all podcast platforms.
It's the unknown. Unknown. It's the unknown. Unknown preacher.